I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. One of my co-workers was stuck in traffic just outside of Winchester. As she was sitting there, she saw that her car was covered in stink bugs, and so was every other car around her. It was just an enormous number of these things. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed five or six in the windows of every window in my house. What is going on?
Brown marmorated stink bug. Yeah, one of our new Asian immigrants probably came in as eggs or possibly as adults stowed away in packing materials from China or Japan.
How new?
They were first discovered in 2001, I believe, in Pennsylvania. But they've done some surveys and checked insect collections and trap samples and found out that it's been here as early as 1996. They've spread rapidly through northeastern United States, including Virginia.
No predators?
Not yet. I first noticed them 2 years ago when I was in Martinsville, and Dr. Richard Hoffman, who is the recently retired curator of invertebrates there at the museum, identified them for me as the brown marmorated stink bug, and I didn't give them much thought. Last winter, I was giving a talk in the Plains, Virginia, in the Episcopal Church, and they were literally coming out of the woodwork. I shouldn't say literally, they aren't damaging woodwork, but they were all over the windows and the beams, and people were just complaining about them bitterly because there were so many of them. And the next week, I had one walking around in my kitchen in Richmond, and that was the first time that I had seen them here. This year, they're all over. I noticed the nymphs on various gardens and plants throughout my neighborhood, and people are complaining. I've already received a couple of emails and posts on my Facebook page that they have them by the hundreds on their home, and what's going to happen? This time of year, as the day length shortens and the temperatures cool, the bugs are looking for a warm place to spend the winter, and they'll start congregating on sunny sides of homes and outbuildings. And as it gets cooler, they're going to work their way into the house if they can. So if there's any gaps in your vents, if they can get into the attic or into your home, they will. So the best way to defend yourself against the bugs is home security. Seal up all the cracks and crevices. Make sure your screens are repaired and in good order. The good news is if they get into your house, they're not going to harm you or your pets. They don't bite. They're not going to lay their eggs indoors. They don't damage furniture or belongings. Some people want to know, once they're in the house, how do you get them out? And if you use a vacuum cleaner or you crush them, that's when you learn why they're called stink bugs. They'll release that very strong, disagreeable odor, which they use as a defense to prevent animals from eating them. And the best way is just to gather them up as gently as possible and escort them outside. However, if you're trying to get rid of them, then you might find another way to dispatch them. Apple growers, among others, have reported them doing significant damage to their crops this year. Because it's a relatively new pest, there aren't any commercially available pesticides or traps yet. But they are working on pheromones, the bug's own scent, to develop traps to capture the bugs.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.